death, there are no accidents, no coincidences, no mishaps, and no escapes. What you have to realize is that we're all just a mouse that a cat has by the tail. Every single move we make, from the mundane to the monumental, the red light that we stop at or run, the people we have sex with or won't with us, the airplanes that we ride or walk out of, it's all part of death's sadistic design leading to the grave.
Maybe she never saw. Maybe she go go. Maybe she never saw. Get into the club when she paid up. Bobbing into the ticket go. Maybe don't know. I'm a hobbing. Later from behind. That go go. She bobbing into the ticket go. Maybe don't know. I'm a hobbing. Later from behind. That go go. Maybe she go go. Maybe she never saw. Get into the club when she paid up. Bobbing into the ticket go. Maybe don't know. I'm a hobbing. Later from behind. That go go. She bobbing into the ticket go. Maybe don't know. I'm a hobbing. Later from behind. That I'm not going to be able to do that. she go go. Maybe no, she never saw. Take it and she take it for a coconut. She played a bubble. Maybe she go go. Maybe no, she never saw. Take it and she take it for a coconut. She played a bubble.
You could watch without being seen. You could learn the language of the wolf.
That ugly signal of catastrophe echoes through our culture, repeated in songs, in poems. mentality.
Tony Blair, tell George Bush.
Suck your papa! Suck your papa!
Tell Tony Blair, tell George Bush.
Suck your mama! Suck your mama!
Tell Tony Blair, tell George Bush.
Suck your papa! Suck your papa!
Tell Tony Blair, tell George Bush.
We don't want no more dead bodies.
George Bush!
Don't you go home to your papa. Your papa, go home to your papa. Your papa, lock off your idiot
Bush.
And leave your
love. George Bush.
Don't you go home to your papa.
Papa.
Your papa,
papa,
go home to your
papa.
Papa. Your papa, lock off your idiot
Bush.
And leave your love.
Read it.
George Bush.
Don't you go home to your papa. Your papa, go home to your papa. Your papa, lock off your idiot
Bush.
And leave your love.
Thank you. Wonderful people.
Are they?
Oh, yes. They really turn us on.
For them things.
Well, suppose they turn the people on. Well, suppose they turn the people on.
System created by the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, to routinely and indiscriminately monitor and record all forms of electronic communications worldwide, both military and civilian, and overseen by the National Security Agency. Designed during the Cold War, Echelon primarily intercepts worldwide non-military communications, including those from governments, organizations, businesses, and individuals. It could intercept practically any communication between countries anywhere in the world. The Project Echelon Receiving System feeds these streams of millions of communications every hour to massive arrays of computers. These computers decrypt messages when necessary, then when required, utilize optical character recognition or advanced voice recognition techniques to extract words from each message. Every message captured is analyzed for keywords or phrases found in the Echelon dictionary. Keywords include all the names, places, code words, or subjects that might be of interest. There are separate search lists for each member country. Messages acquired at any of the listening posts containing requested keywords are then automatically passed on to the intelligence organization requesting those keywords. Those messages are flagged for further analysis. An array of receiving stations collect all international communications carried by approximately 20 Intelsat satellites. The Intelsats are used by the telephone companies of most countries. Though they carry primarily civilian traffic, they also carry diplomatic and governmental communications. These Intelsat are positioned in stationary orbit around the equator and carry tens of thousands of simultaneous phone calls, faxes, and emails.
You're absolutely right.
Il se passera rien. comme hier, comme demain, il se passera rien. Dans les rues du centre-ville, les visages défilent, et la journée s'effile. Tant pis, je vais sonner chez un frère, on va se péter des blases. Un comme moi qui est dans la galère, passer la deuxième phase. De l'après-midi à deux, on oublie qu'on a faim et qu'on s'ennuie. Un bon film et puis...